you a quick overview of the contacts section. In our help guide, you'll be able to find a little bit more detailed information about the things that you can see here, but I want you to just see what this is. So a contact section is basically everybody that is in your Simplero. It's going to be a list of them here. You can search for them up here. You can manually add them over here, or you're going to be able to view them and edit them. So as you can see in this screen, when you click on contacts, it's going to tell you their name. If their profile is loaded in Simplero, you'll be able to see their picture. This is their Simplero ID right here, and then the email address that they are currently using. And then it's going to tell you the products that they have purchased. It'll tell you any lists that they're subscribed to, any tags that you have added to them. If they've purchased anything from you, if you've collected money from them, they'll have that total amount, the lifetime value here, and it'll tell you how long they've been with you. You can click on edit right here to edit any of the information. You can also click on their name, and then that's going to take you into the individual contact screen. So from this screen, you're going to have a little bit more information about them. Again, you still have their name and their email address. You can see here all of their purchases. So you can see the product that they purchased, what state it's in, when it was done, the email address that they used, and any financials about it, such as how much they've already paid, how much total their purchase is, how much they've already paid you, and any future amount that they owe you. You also then have the ability to add a purchase to it. So if you want to add them to a product for free, you would just click on that, and then it's going to give you, ask you which product you want to add them to. The next section is the participating in. So remember, again, with every product you have purchases and participants, because someone is able to purchase the product for someone else. So if the product was purchased for somebody else, it's going to show up in that other person's participant screen, and whoever purchased it, it's going to show up in their purchases screen. In this case, there's only two participating in, which matches the two products purchased. So she's purchased these two products, she's participating in these two. And same thing, it's going to tell you the date that that happened, the email address that was used, what the standing is of that purchase, and if it was canceled or not. The next section here is going to be lists that they subscribe to. So anytime that they've been added to a list, it's going to show up here. If you have the double confirmation turned on and they are having trouble confirming that they want to be on a list, you do have the button here where you can click confirm. You can also unsubscribe them from a list manually if you wanted to do that. Say they emailed you and said they've tried but they're having trouble, then you can click on unsubscribe. If they have access to a space, either through a list or a product, or maybe you've given it to them through an automation, it's going to show here any spaces that they have access to. Again, you can click give manual access to a space and you can give it to them that way as well. Automations here is going to show any automations that they've been added into, either via a trigger within a list or product, or if they've clicked the start-stop automation link in a broadcast, it's going to show up here. You again have the option to manually start them in an automation from this screen as well. This tickets screen here is going to show any tickets that they've submitted to you through the communication through the support tickets option. So if you've got that set up, you'll be able to see the list of those tickets here. If they've responded to any worksheets, you'll have that here. This is going to show you any invoices that have gone out to them and the payment methods that they have on file with you. If they're an affiliate with you, you're going to have this affiliate box. It's going to tell you which program they're part of, their commission, how much they've earned, how much you still need to pay them. This box is going to give you all the emails that they have ever received from you. And then this last box here is just giving you the activities for the last 6 months. So you'll see, you know, when they were sent their login information, when a product was purchased, if a trigger happened, if they were subscribed to a list, if they made a payment. Anything that has been happening in the last 6 months will be in this box. From the email box here, this is just going to show emails, and you can always click on those to view those emails as well. So that is something to note there, especially if you're looking for a specific email and you know it went to someone and you're having trouble remembering what the subject was to search for in your communication. That's a great shortcut way to look for it. Then in your sidebar here, you've got, again, their name, their contact information. We can edit those. We can turn on do not contact. So if they email you and they say, I do not want you to contact me anymore, but they're having trouble doing it themselves, and they ask you to do it, then you can turn that on here. You do have, there's some Simplero ID here. So if they forget it and they email you, you can resend them the Simplero ID. You can also send them a reset their password email. You can add a tag to them here. If they're part of a segment, it's going to list it here. And this is going to have any conversion info for them. You'll also be able to see their IP address, and you can include any notes that you want to maybe save about them there. Now, if they are emailing you and they're saying, I want to update my card information for my payment, or I want to unsubscribe to a list and I'm having trouble figuring out how to do that, you're going to want to direct them to their contact screen. So you can see it from their view. You would click on this See As, and it's going to open it up into a new screen. This is what they would see if they went into their account management screen. They're going to see all the lists that they're subscribed to, any products that they're a part of. And then if they click on this, it's going to unsubscribe them from all future mailings, which is basically that Do Not Contact button. And so they can edit it here. If they have a payment that's going to be due, that's going to also give them the option if you were using that. So you would just copy that URL for this page and send it over to them. So you can do that as well if they're having any trouble. And that is the same thing as if you were to go in here and you went to your account. That's essentially where you're directing them, is back to on editing these things or managing your contacts.